brought to you by Penguin.
The Eastern Front by Nick Lloyd, read by Mark Elstob. For Isabel. Note on the text. One of the first questions any historian of the Eastern Front must answer is the choice of which calendar to follow, because two versions were in use. The Germans and Austrians kept to the Western Gregorian calendar, while the Russians relied upon the Julian, which was 13 days behind. Accounts often include both versions. For the sake of consistency and ease of listening, I have used the Gregorian calendar throughout, but when sources were originally recorded in their Julian form, I have added OS to denote Old Standard. This means that the abdication of the Tsar and the Bolshevik Revolution occur in this book in March and November 1917, respectively, as opposed to February and October, which are found in most Russian histories. In February 1918, the Bolsheviks adopted the Gregorian calendar. Names of places and individuals can also appear differently across sources. Place names were often changed when new occupying powers moved in, so I have tended to use the most popular or recognisable forms. Preface. Writing in the 1920s, Winston Churchill believed that the First World War on the Eastern Front was incomparably the greatest war in history, in its scale, in its slaughter, in the exertions of the combatants, in its military kaleidoscope. It far surpasses by magnitude and intensity all similar human episodes. It was, he concluded, the most frightful misfortune to fall upon mankind since the collapse of the Roman Empire before the barbarians. This conflict, which pitched the central powers of Germany and Austria-Hungary against Imperial Russia, lies at the heart of the Great War. It was its mainspring and core which changed the political order of Central and Eastern Europe and the Balkans forever. This book, the second volume in a trilogy, tells the story of the other First World War, where, as Churchill put it, the distant cannonade in France breaks only fitfully upon the ear. Despite the immensity of his frightful misfortune, the Eastern Front is much less familiar to English-language audiences than the war in the West. Only a few battles, notably the Russian defeat at Tannenberg in August 1914, are widely known, with most of the other major engagements and many of the key figures never receiving the attention lavished on either the war in France or the campaigns in the Middle East, both of which remain highly controversial to this day. For decades, the only notable study was Norman Stone's pioneering The Eastern Front, first published in 1975. Although an enormous amount of historical material has been produced since then, much of it remains known only to specialists, leaving our memory of the Eastern Front languishing in what the historian Sean McMeekin has called a deep freeze. Fortunately, in recent years, scholars have started to rediscover the military history of the war in the East, transforming our understanding of the First World War and helping to bring this forgotten front in from the cold. Looking again at the Eastern Front offers a useful corrective to the preponderance of the West in many narratives of the war. While the fighting in France and Belgium was infamous for its trench stalemate, it was a more traditional affair in the East, much closer to the kind of conflict that had been expected by contemporaries. Because the front line was at least twice as long as in France, sometimes stretching to over 900 miles, the suffocating density of forces found in the West could never be achieved, meaning that breakthroughs were always possible, and there continued to be space for cavalry charges and grand battles of manoeuvre throughout the war. But this did not mean that the combat was any less bloody. Upwards of 2.3 million Russian soldiers were killed in their doomed struggle against the Central Powers. Their opponents, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, lost between 1.1 and 1.2 million men, only then to collapse in 1918, with the disintegration of both empires creating a human catastrophe of almost unimaginable proportions. The battlefields of the Eastern Front may have lacked the claustrophobia of France, but they witnessed a similar process of change and development in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?